Ladies and gentlemen, I invite you to bow your head in prayer. Almighty God, we ask you to guide us in all our discussions, to show goodness, honesty, understanding, wisdom in all that we undertake for the benefit of the city of Joondalup and our residents. May we respect each other's views at all times, and we ask all of this in your name. Amen. Thank you. I declare this special meeting of council open at 6:16 p.m. and welcome everyone in attendance. Public question time. There's no members of the gallery, so there are no public questions. Any in writing, Mr. CEO?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Public statement time, no one in the gallery, so I declare public statement time closed as well as public question time closed. Apologies and leave of absence. Is there any request for leave of absence, councillors? Councillor Corr?
Mr. Mayor, just to change that from the 19th to the 23rd to be from the 17th to the 23rd. Thank you. 17th to the 18th then.
So there's two issues here. First of all, we can't, theoretically, we can't just change the date. If it's a decision, if Council's formally passed a resolution with the date 19th of May, we can't just change it to the 17th. Technically, we'd have to rescind it and then re-present it. It could be a typo, and we'll just investigate that administratively, okay?
Then, if I could, just to clear it up, if I could ask for leave of absence from the 17th to the 18th, please.
Maybe let's first of all just get confirmation. Was the date? I think the date is correct from memory. It is correct. So, Councillor Corr, you're seeking a leave of absence for the 17th and the 18th of May 2013. Can I have a mover to that effect, please? Move for Councillor McLean, seconded Councillor Taylor. Is there any discussion, any dissent? I'll declare that carried unanimously. Disclosures of financial interest or interest that may affect impartiality. Is there any? Councillors or staff? Nil. Identification for which the meeting may sit behind closed doors. Nil. Item of business, JSC 02-05-13, proposal for levying differential rates for the 2013-14 financial year. A three-point recommendation before you, councillors. I'll seek a mover and a seconder to that effect, please. Thank you. Move Councillor Amphlett, seconded Councillor Hamilton Prime. Councillor Amphlett?
I've nothing to say, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Councillor Hamilton Prime?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Any debate, councillors? Councillor Chester, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A couple of points. I must say that I have often objected to differential rates, particularly on unimproved residential properties. I do understand that the city is thinking that it encourages development rather than have people holding land for speculation. But I don't believe that a lot of people that are holding land are necessarily doing it for speculation, and I don't necessarily believe they're in a position to be paying a higher rate. I think in the case of undeveloped residential properties, that they're an easy target, and often rather than incentivising development, I think it often just serves to increase the price of land. So I would therefore ask that recommendations 1, 2 and 3.1 be put separately.
1, 2 and 3?
1, Mr. Mayor.
3.1, okay.
Do we have a further point to make, if
yes,
you will? Just looking at page 4 of the report, I do take issue with the comment there that the intended minimum payment for residential improved, unimproved land of improved land, 729, is a middle of the road, cost. When you look at the actual figures on page 4, you'll see that the City of Canning, compared to ours, is a difference of $238. If we ignore the City of Wanneroo, and I do believe that the cost of rubbish collection is about $300, so that upper figure there should probably be more correctly, $795. But the difference between, say, Gosnell's and our city is $85. So I guess the point that I'm making there is that it's hardly middle of the road. I think there's a bigger differential on the lower side than there is on the upper side. But Yes, that's the only point I want to make on those figures, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Chester. Councillors, any further debate? Maybe just a brief comment from myself. I mean, the concept of differential rating has been a consistent practice of this council over the last five budget cycles, and it helps to evenly distribute the rate burden amongst the community, specifically amongst residential, commercial and industrial property owners. I think specifically in relation to unimproved rates, it's important to acknowledge whilst there are some parcels of land in the city that are not being land banked by owners, and I think Burns Beach and Iluka are two suburbs that is typical of that scenario, there is a significant parcel, over 1,000 from memory, lots in the city of Joondalup in the southern and central part of our city that is undeveloped, and it's important as a local government authority to ensure that when suburbs are released that we achieve sort of, you know, maximum residential population to help not only local schools but local businesses and the like that need some type of population critical mass. So not necessarily a crying issue for the city of Joondalup, but I think an issue nonetheless, and a concept that I think has worked well in the past, and provides a direction to the community that the city of Joondalup is keen for landholders to construct dwellings and ensure that the property is occupied to the benefit of the broader community. So I think the broader concept of differential rates is appropriate to help spread the rate burden within the community, and the differential rate on unimproved land helps to send a strong message to those that may wish to sit on land. When we talk about the minimum rate, I think it is fair to say that the city of Joondalup is not at the top end of the minimal rate within local government land in the metropolitan area. And whilst I accept Councillor Chester's comment that it's not necessarily middle of the road, you know, we are not one of the more expensive local government authorities in our minimum payment. It's difficult to compare with City of Canning because of their sheer industrial size, and they're able to enjoy such a low minimum rate because the lion's share of their rates is generated through industrial rateable properties, which helps relieve the pressure on residential rates. So it's actually Canning skews any table. If you strip Canning out, then you know we're in the bottom handful of local government authorities in our similar size, and I think that's a reflection of where we position ourselves, conscious of the rate burden on our community, and want to keep the rates as low as possible while still delivering appropriate services for our community to the standard that I think they've become accustomed to. So I think the three recommendations before us are appropriate to at least send out for public comment, and that will be a good litmus test to determine whether or not this is an issue out in the community, and I implore the Council to support it. Any further debate on this issue? My apologies, that wasn't a brief comment, but anyway. Councillor Chester,
I just
question?
Want to concur with you that if you do
you can ask a question, but you can't actually debate again. I'm sorry?
That's okay. Thank you, Mr.
Sorry, Councillor Chester. So if there's no further debate, we'll revert to the mover. Councillor Amphlett, do you wish to close?
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, so Councillor Chester has asked me to put them individually, which I will. In fact, I'll need to put 1, 2, 3, 1 and 3, 2 each individually. I'll do this via show of hands. I'll put recommendation 1 first. Those in favour of recommendation 1. Those against? That carried. Councillor Chester voting against, all other councillors voting in favour. Recommendation 2, those in favour. Those against, I declare that carried. Councillor Chester voting against. Recommendation 3.1, I'll put the recommendation by show of hands. Those in favour. Those against, I declare it carried. Councillor Chester voting against. 3.2, by show of hands. Those in favour. and those against, I declare that carried unanimously. There's no further items on the agenda for the special meeting of council, and therefore I declare the meeting closed at 6:26 p.m. and thank everyone for their attendance.